Alice McKenzie, who is a preaching professor, writes in her October 6, 2013 blog, A Thankless Job This. I think you'll enjoy it. She said, "My mother's generation was big on thank you notes. My mother always said that you could tell a lot about a person depending on whether or not they bothered to write them. One time she told me of a friend who, whenever a bride did not have the manners to write a thank you note for a wedding gift, would write the bride the following note, and the names have been changed to protect the guilty. Dear Amanda, thank you for inviting us to your lovely wedding. I am writing to make sure that you received your gift. If you didn't, can you let me know and I'll arrange for a duplicate to be sent to you. Wishing you every happiness in your marriage, Jean and John Smith." It sounds so very passive-aggressive, doesn't it? Or at least something like Ann Landers would have said in her column. It puts the bride here in a bit of a tough spot, assuming she got the gift and has not yet gotten around to writing the thank yous, or even if she doesn't intend to, how is this bride supposed to respond? "Dear Jean, I did receive your gift and apologize for not having written you a thank you note yet. Please don't interpret this as a lack of gratitude. I'm just very busy at this time. Sincerely, Amanda." Or, how about this? "Dear Jean, I did receive your gift, but have made the decision not to write thank you notes since I'm very busy and they are very time consuming. You may, if you wish, send me a duplicate gift. All good wishes to you in your marriage as well. Sincerely, Amanda." My mother's friend, Alice McKenzie, writes, was sending ungrateful brides a message with her passive-aggressive notes. She wasn't afraid her gift had not been received. She knew quite well what had gone on. She wanted the bride to receive the message that not sending a thank you note was unacceptable, ill-mannered behavior. She wanted a thank you note, and I can see her point, frankly. Who doesn't want to thank you for a gift that's been given? And that's what I like about this story in Luke's gospel. It shows Jesus' humanity. Hey, what's wrong with my fellow Jews? Why do you not offer thanks to God when you're healed by God? What's wrong with my tribe, Jesus is saying. But a Samaritan, a foreigner, this is the only guy who could be found to come back and give thanks to God? What's wrong with my own folks? Jesus is lamenting over the fact that his own people, the people he was sent to, are not receiving the message that he has been offering them through his ministry. But these Samaritans and these Syrophoenician women, whom Jesus referred to as dogs, are the stories that we are recorded in our scriptures, and they remind us that the message of God has a life of its own. It's like the seeds that we are called to just scatter wherever, without care as to the type of ground or the type of person they land on. We are to share the seeds of our faith with everybody, no matter how they receive them. And in all of these stories that are recorded in our Bible, and especially in Luke's gospel, Jesus shows us his humanity. He shows us that saying thank you is a good thing, but don't, frankly, expect it. In a real sense, Jesus has a thankless job, and so do many who follow in his footsteps. But if you live for the thank yous, if you live for that, you will almost always be disappointed in your fellow human beings. If that's the reason that you do something so you'll get something in return, it'd be better not to do it almost. Sometimes, and more often than not, we are simply doing our jobs. That's all we're doing. As Jesus told his disciples in the verse that just comes before our text that we heard Jody read today, he says this, "Will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to that servant when he is coming from the field, 'Come at once and sit down at table'? No. You're not going to say that to your servant. What you're going to say to your servant is, 'Prepare supper for me and gird yourself and serve me till I eat and drink, and afterwards you shall eat and drink.' Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded of him? No. So also you, when you have done all this that has been commanded of you, shall say, 'We are simply unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" It's clear to me that Jesus doesn't do what he does to get thanked. Because if he did, he would have stopped after the first time that he did something positive. And it's a good thing because people respond, you see, to the workings of God in all kinds of ways. But most often, they don't respond with a thank you. When Jesus heals a man with a withered hand in Luke's gospel, the response of the opponents to Jesus, the Pharisees and the scribes, is to be filled with anger, not with joy. And they seek to find a way to put him to death. When Jesus casts out a legion of demons from the Gerasene demoniac, the Gerasene demoniac's neighbors ask and beg Jesus to leave because the text says they were seized with great fear. When a woman is healed simply by touching Jesus' garment, he quickly sends her on her way saying, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and tell no one." Jesus doesn't seem all that interested in having people hang around and thank him. Quite the contrary, he's in a hurry, it seems, to get on to the next thing he has to do and also get those that want to hang around him to go on their own way and to testify to what's happened in their own communities. He often heals people and then says to them, "Go your way. It is your faith that has made you well." So if we are following in the way of Jesus, we shouldn't be too surprised if we are not thanked all that often. We are simply doing our job, Jesus tells us. But it's still nice to know that every once in a while, every now and again, Jesus' humanity shows through into our humanity, and we see it's also nice to receive a thank you. It's nice to be reminded that people take the time to thank us. Just don't be surprised if it turns out to be simply 1 in 10 that does it. In the end, in the Gospels, healings abound everywhere. Thank yous, not so much. But I do have a thank you that I'd like to share with you that was written to you by Bill Reed, a friend of mine from Flemington, who is facing a tough challenge now with cancer. And 2 weeks ago, you signed a friendship letter for Bill and for his family. And this is what he said in response to receiving that letter. "Hi to Steve and Dottie, Debbie, Lauren and Kirk, Carolyn, Barbara, Dom, Barbara T, Diane, John, Ardith, Walter, Carrie, Betty, your T's family, and to many friends who shared their best wishes and their love. Thank you so much for your note of caring. It means everything to me. Always in God's peace and grateful for your love, Bill Reed." Amen.
And I am still.